I invite you to join me in our call to worship. Be still.
We contemplate ourselves on this sacred day in this special place.
Be still and know.
We come to worship, to discern, to hear God's word, to set us free.
Be still and know that God is
our hope.
Be still and know that God is surely in this place and in each one of us as we worship.
May we feel God's presence among us as we lay down our troubles and worship.
Amen. Let us join as we confess our sins together by praying the prayer that is printed in our bulletins. Let us pray. Loving God, even on this day when we recognize your Son Jesus' reign of justice, truth, and love, we confess that there is so much that reigns with power in our lives. We can so easily become controlled by busyness, consumerism, comparison, and fear, forces that compete for first place in our lives and have the power to shape our lives and our hearts in significant ways. As we prepare to enter into a season that so often becomes about getting more and doing more, may we embrace today, not as one last gulp of air before our sprint to Christmas, but as an opportunity to simply worship, to be still and know that you are God. Amen. Friends, as we still our lives, our bodies, our minds, our hearts, when we do that long enough to confess our sins, to claim our mistakes, and to ask for God's help, then we are truly able to feel and receive the abundance of grace, love, and mercy that is poured out for each and all of us. We are forgiven. May we live lives that reflect that forgiveness, and may we share it freely with others. Amen.
Good morning. Our first scripture lesson for today is Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Our second reading this morning is from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 11 through 20. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, so that you may have all endurance and patience, joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place among everything. For in him all fullness of grace was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. So ends our scripture reading.
Good morning. We're going to do things a little bit different today because there's a lot of people up here. So I'm going to come over and talk to our puppy and Izzy. Maybe not the puppy because she's sleeping. So, good morning. Oh, there she is. You know, I was thinking, and the beginning of the bulletin for today, it says, together in Christ. I was thinking about that because it's Thanksgiving soon. And a lot of our friends aren't here today because they are already together with their families in other places. And pretty soon, my family and I are going to be together with friends of ours in Florida for Thanksgiving. But even though our friends aren't here, they are here together with us because they're in our hearts, right? So are you guys doing anything fun for Thanksgiving?
We're going to Mimi's house.
That's great. Yeah, you're going to have fun. Are you going to see
Mimi?
I'm going to Mimi's house.
Yeah, so see? And so you get to be together with Mimi, and that'll be really exciting. And we are all together right now. So that's a lot of things to remember, especially in this busy, busy time of year, that we can be together with all of our friends and all of our families. So I would like to say thank you, God, for giving us the chance to be together here today and also together with our families at this special time of year. Keep us all safe as we travel and keep us healthy too. And help us remember the prayer that you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you.